A good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Erev Shabbos, Parshas Ekev. Hope everybody's having a spiritually healthy and physical and physically healthy summer. Next week already is Erev is Rosh Chodesh benching for Elul. Time to start working on ourselves. Ekev Tishmaun. And it will be when you're listening to these mishpatim, to the mitzvos, to the decrees, to the laws. Rashi says, "V'haya ekev tishmuun." What does ekev mean? Ekev means im hamitzvos hakalos she'odom dosh ba'akevav. The light mitzvos that a person tramples with his heels. Tishmuun. If you shall listen to them, then what's going to happen? V'asisim osam. Ushmaratem, you observe them, you perform them, you do them. Hashem will guard the covenant. An unbelievable thing. The person observes mitzvahs. He's akev tishmon. Not just all the mitzvahs, specifically the light ones that he generally tramples with. Then he's going to be zoche to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being shomer the bris, the chesed, and he's going to watch over us. It's an amazing Yisod, amazing idea. The small things that a person thinks are this is just the fundamentals. That's not what's important. It's the big mitzvahs. It's the things that are very intense and very, you know, don't come as often. Perhaps those are the things. That's what makes us great, and that's what really keeps us going. But that's not the case. It's the daily minyanim. I saw it quoted. In the name of the Maharik, two examples of a light mitzvah: being happy on the Yomim Tovim and talking in Lashon HaKodesh. I saw in other places examples such as being makbid on Shacharis and Mincha with the Minyan, Birchas HaMazon, not talking during davening. There are many, many mitzvahs and branches of mitzvahs that could fall into the category of light that people trample on. And it's very interesting. Why would we would think, right? The way we in Western culture, I guess, right? The point system, right? The bigger the challenge, the more points, or the more unique it is, the more valuable it is. But that's not what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling us. And if you look in recent history, for example, right? So many people, unfortunately, whether it's in Israel, whether it's in Europe, gave up their lives al Kiddush Hashem. It's so common. It's often said that it's easier. Look, of course, we should never be put in this situation, but it's easier to pass away al Kiddush Hashem than to live al Kiddush Hashem. And that's really what the message of the pasuk is. V'ayah ekev tishmuun. If a person is consistent with the mitzvahs, the daily mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that generally get trampled on, a person doesn't take so seriously, whether it's talking during davening, whether it's talking Lashon Hara, or not speaking nicely, or so many other examples, you can fill in your own blanks of things that you see people being dashed back, you see people trampling on, or you yourself feel that you're not as good as you should be in these areas. That's what makes you great. That's what makes you shtag. When a person is, for example, just to give out a muscle. Actually, I watched a lot of tennis this past week. My father-in-law was in the Maccabiah games, 65 and over. He did very, very well. And it was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. But when watching tennis, you know, ultimately, people try to do, overcome your opponent. You try to, you know, get out of attack a little bit and be aggressive, but ultimately the winner generally sticks with his fundamentals. That's what you have to do. You stick with your fundamentals, you stick with your game, then you see the most success. And it's in everything, life, in sports. You go back to the basics, you do the fundamentals right. If you have a good foundation, you're doing the basic, the stuff that the things that always need to be done, that you're consistent with, so then you'll be successful. And that's the same idea here. A person can say, oh, I did such a special mitzvah. I did something so special, so unique. But the question is, is he doing the mitzvahs day in, day out that need to be done? And I saw it quoted that Reb Chaim, the brother of the Maharal in Prague, it says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And it's, V'avta Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levavcha, right, with all of your hearts, your soul, all your money. That seems to be very important. The way to have, the way to express Avas Hashem is to give up your heart, Shnei Yitzarim, Yitzitavi, Yitzahara, give up your soul, give up your money. That's very, very chosh, but really what's most important, V'hayu ha'dvarim ha'ilah asher anuchim mitzavcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinamtam levanecha v'dibartam bom v'shivtecha b'v'yisecha v'lechtecha v'aderech. What's most important, what's most significant, is shinamtam levanecha to teach your children, v'dibartam bom to learn Torah, of course, and v'shivtecha b'v'yisecha v'lechtecha v'aderech. How you behave and how you act in your own house and on the way. You're right, those things happen, and people, those are generally easier. That's, I don't know if you can call the icing on the cake, but that's not extra credit. You can't really say it's extra credit, but that's not the foundation. The foundation is when you're in your house, when you're on the way, the day-to-day life. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us through Moshe Rabbeinu. If you follow these mitzvahs, if you take care of these mitzvahs, then Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to watch over you. Well, Elul is coming, and we always try to get back to as pristine and as pure and as righteous and as devoted and dedicated and observant as we can to Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah and his mitzvos. And I think what we should keep in mind now is that it's been a long year heading back towards Elul, and we all want to improve. We all had certain challenges in our lives. We all had certain things we want to work on. But what we have to try to refocus now is that consistency. Take the small stuff. If we're davening well, try to daven a little bit better. If we're not coming to davening on time, try to come to davening a little bit earlier. If we're missing out on a certain seder, try to do that. Try to do small things, whether it's Asher Yotzer with Kavanah from a sitter, or whether it's benching from a sitter. Start small things. We know that when Elul comes around and Yom Narom come around, we're going to try to take certain Kabbalahs for the year. Try now already testing things out. Try to do some small things and small steps. It's said about Rav Chatzke Levenstein, the Mashgiach, who's in the Mir and in Shanghai and in Ponovich, that he came to Shacharis every morning at the exact same time. Didn't make a difference what was going on. Didn't make a difference whether it was they were under tremendous fear from the Nazis. Wherever it was, he came the same time every day, except for two different times. One time he had a child in the middle of the night. Another time that he had borrowed a pillow from somebody that had opened and the feathers were all over the place, so he felt, in terms of Dinei Mamonos, he had to return until he understood consistency. And that's something that we should all keep in mind at this moment, that at this point in time, getting ready for Rosh Chodesh Elul, that a person has to try to remain consistent in the mitzvahs that come daily, as we spoke before, when it has been Adam HaMakom, Adam HaChavero, and Be'ezus Hashem, if we perform and we observe and we're shomer the mitzvahs that a person is dosh be'akevav, then Be'ezus Hashem, v'shamar Hashem lokecha l'chos habris v'sachesed asher nishba l'avasecha baruch tiyem mikol amim, and we'll have all the brachas in the world. Have a great Shabbos. Bye.